If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and presence of the all that is. So, tonight our seminar topic is, it is darkness and dark before dawn. It is the very darkest before dawn. Yet the golden age of truth has begun. The golden age of truth has begun. And I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Galactic Command. Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. And that would be all of us. It's a bit daunting to step out in the grosses of darkness, where fear seems to stalk and run rampant everywhere, and to step forward radiant with the presence of the divine. Radiant with goodwill and love, and walking in that heavenly stillness that only the grace and abiding presence of the Lord can bestow. That is to experience the divine presence. And that's also to step out of that closet, which would be anything that we put as a hindrance or a yeah, but when it comes to just being what you were divinely designed to be, an embodiment of the Lord. So let me ask you, are you experiencing in your life right now the abiding presence? Are you abiding in the sense of the presence? Are your senses alert to the presence of the divine? Yeah, it's that heat that's beginning to run through your body right now. Yep, it's the chills. You're feeling it, many of you. That's it. You feel like you're being just immersed in a bucket of energy. Your body may be rocking back and forth. You feel hot and cold and tingly all at the same time. That's the interaction of the presence of God when it comes into contact with the electromagnetic field of the body. Keep courting it. Keep abiding in it. Keep evoking it. Call it forward. Call upon it. It's yours. It's yours. You don't have to tiptoe into the presence. Go boldly into the presence and claim your divine birthright. Some of you are really burning. That's clearing a lot of stuff out of your cells, burning off a lot of nonsense, delivering you from addictions, from time-wasting habits, from negative thoughts, hardness of heart, grievance, all of that. Let it go. Take a deep breath. Let it out. cast it out with your breath, forcefully with an exhalation. Again, deep breath. Out with it. Toss it out. Let it dissolve into the violet flame of the divine. Yeah, enjoy that. Enjoy that anointing. It feels exactly like you're in an envelope of embracing warmth. You feel it on the periphery of your aura. You feel it surrounding you. Now realize that everyone and everything that you love is present with you right now. If you could open your sight, probably scare the begora out of you, but let's just say it didn't. And you could be aware, which you could be if you chose to be, that all the masters, angels, guides, benefactors, the Christ, the Buddha, Sai Baba, Yogananda, Amma, all of the ones that you consider divine are with you right now. Lord Ashtar, the Ashtar Command, all of us are with you right now. You could reach out your hand and take the hand of Jesus right now. Why don't you do that? Close your eyes and reach out and say, I want to take your hand, Lord Jesus. That's it. Feel that tingle? Feel that? You can even feel the nail marks. Can't you? I can. That's how immediate the presence of the Lord is with you at every single second. There is no place you could be, no state or condition that you could be in, that you're not in the immediate presence of the Lord. And the Lord will take any name and form that delights you. God is formless love, that loves each one of us so much that he will come in the flavor, in the appearance, in the belief system that gives you a sense of faith and hope and joy and reassurance of the love in which you are ever enfolded. Nothing in your life can happen without it ultimately leading you to something really great. I don't care what it is. It will lead to a beneficial outcome for you, ultimately. They may try to kill your body. They may succeed in killing your body. But that's just like jabbing at a suit of clothes. It can't touch you. You are absolutely indistinguishable from God. You are eternally pure, holy, and whole. And your passage through time and space and events and karmic fields and all that stuff has never touched you. In highest truth, you have never left the heart, the mind, the presence of God. Imprint that on your mind and your heart. Contemplate it. And along with the masters, angels, benefactors, and so forth around you, see also those loved ones, be they pets or children or those that you've loved deeply that have crossed over into a more subtle dimension of life. Because nothing ever dies. How could the spirit, the creator of life itself, be the author of death? Would that not be out of the nature of the giver of all life, the bestower of all life? So that which has been given life is immortal. That would be your spirit self, which takes on an individual sense of persona as the soul, which then is kept in check according to a divine plan by your high self, who comes forward as a type, as an archetype, that kind of holds a blueprint for any given lifetime. And that high self speaks to your basic self, which is the little physical body elemental that's responsible for keeping your life force and your energy fields animated so that you have a physical body to operate through. And then the high self and the basic self communicate to your conscious self through your gut feelings, through your heart impressions, through your conscience, which would be a manifestation of God's presence within your mind. So you are yourself a many in one. A one expressing as many. As you develop, you will extend into more than one body. You will eventually become like those pictures of the Bodhisattva, the Buddha, that has many rays extending from his glorified body, with little Buddhas on the end of each of those rays. Those represent his multidimensional manifestations. And you too, even though you don't know it now, nor need you right at this moment, operate as multidimensional selves everywhere. So this enchilada that you think of as your current appearance is holographic in nature and lives and moves and has its being within the greater all that is that we call God. Like a fish immersed in the ocean, you are immersed in God. But why is it so few pause to notice that? Or to savor the sweetness of abiding in that presence? Like the story of Brother Lawrence, the little monk, that couldn't attend Mass because he was assigned to washing the pots and pans in the kitchen. But he practiced the presence of God, and he washed the dishes for God, and he dried them for God, and he polished the silverware, the glasses for God. And he became known as the saint of the pots and pans. So everything that you do, you can do it for God. And when you do it, you're no longer operating out of karma. All of a sudden, you are a yogi, one who is yoked with the beloved. Yeah, that's how we're to live. There are no small tasks that you can't do with the presence, abiding in the presence. So again, notice that warmth wrapped around your body. Feel it. Don't you feel like you're being hugged, embraced, enfolded? You've heard me use the term mantle. That's the mantle that the Beloved has wrapped about your shoulders. It's His mantle that you have earned because you want to step out of the closet as the Christ, as the Anointed One, as the Beloved. So it seems very dark on our planet right now. And yet, according to the Lord Satya Sai Baba, the great avatar, the golden age of truth has begun. He said it began in 2012. Somebody said that it was as if 2012, nothing happened, and yet everything happened and nothing was the same. So I want to share with you some of the direct statements of Satya Sai Baba that I found in a marvelous book, which you can read for free online, called Sai, Thy Kingdom Come. And in the ninth chapter, it's entitled The Dawning of the Golden Age of Satya Sai. Sai Baba has often stated that he has come in order to inscribe a golden chapter in the history of humanity, to usher in a golden age, a new era of love, peace, righteousness, and truth. And right now we're right on the cusp of that peaceful and prosperous era in which there'll be universal acceptance of the Lord, universal recognition of the Satya Sai avatar. And it's been prophesied in ancient scriptures that are 5,000 years old that His name and form will be established throughout the world. So, this golden age is to be established by the Satya Sai form. And He has left His physical Maya Virupa, which is His illusory, created form. That seemed very solid and real to those of us that spent years with Him. But nevertheless, He always called it His illusory form. And so He cast it aside. Just before the Japanese tsunami. And many of us believe that He took all of that radiation and poison into His own body to save it from having spread all over the earth. So we don't always know the mysteries of these divine incarnations. In fact, we can't know them. Only after the play is finished do we see the whole plot revealed. But Sai Baba has come to ward off the possibility of humanity destroying themselves in a thermonuclear war and holocaust, which will not happen. Nor will we have a third world war. Nor will the evil and terrorism that now stalks the earth succeed in winning any quarter. It will very soon be completely disrupted as the power of Almighty God touches into hearts and minds. And their change in us instant, like Paul, like St. Paul was changed on the road to Damascus when the Lord Jesus the Christ suddenly appeared to him and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he fell from his horse and was rendered blind until he was taken and his sight was restored by one of the followers of Jesus. Like that, it will fall upon many who today call themselves terrorists. For this is the day of the Lord. This is the day when the glory of the Lord is revealed to all. So we shall see the full blossoming of the golden age, fully established between 2018, by 2018, according to Sai Baba, and in some interviews he alluded to 2022 to 2024. But he said, like the blades of a fan, it doesn't go, you know, instant. But there's a gradual brightening, like a dawning, gradual waning of the darkness. And so we're in that time, because as Prema Sai Baba comes forward, he will be presiding in an age of complete peace. So we know that Satya Sai has now moved into a subtle body in which he dwells in the beautiful administration building in Puttaparthi, Prashanthi Nilayam, where he says he will stay. And he appears and is appearing to people all over the world, as he always has. He's always been able to function in more than one body at the same time. He's been appearing to people in a physical body, staying with them for days at a time, eating with them, even going on vacation with a couple in the UK. All the while, his physical body at that time was also at Prashanthi Nilayam, his ashram in South India. I know of many devotees during the years that I've gone back and forth to be with Sai Baba that have never come to the ashram, because Sai Baba goes regularly, even while he stays at the ashram. He manifests the body and blesses their children, initiates them into writing on their little slates, which is done in India by writing the Om. He gives the first feeding of rice to babies. He presides over weddings. He gives the Tirtha of Ganga water to many at their last moment and receives their soul into him. He has dinner with families and stays with them for days at a time. And yet, at the same time, his physical body is moving about as normal in Prashanthi Nilayam. So, because he left at the age of 84 instead of 96, as he had foretold, we believe, due to these ancient writings that now have been collated into this book, Sai, Thy Kingdom Come, that he will reappear in the same body and could, this very year itself, or any time, we don't know. And he will complete our movement and full establishment into the golden age of truth. And has said at earlier times that he would be in the body of Satya Sai until beyond 2020. So let's just be prepared for the miraculous and the wondrous and the divine leela, the divine play of the Lord. He said every single one of us is on the earth at this time because of our incredible good merit that we can be contemporaries with the greatest manifestation of the Lord that has ever come upon the earth. He is the Father principle, who sent Jesus into the world. And Jesus, according to Sai Baba, said that he had not said that he would return, but that the Father who sent him would return. I actually found that in the Bible, in the parable described as the vineyard. I wish I had my Bible open to that. I would read it to you. But I'll do that in another seminar, Lord willing. Anyway, the golden age of truth has begun as of 2012. And this is what Baba has to say about it. You do not know, so many great things are going to take place. Everything seen, heard, or felt will turn sacred. All this is going to happen soon. Do not miss this sacred opportunity and waste it. Once lost, you will never again get it. Once obtained, you will never lose it. October 14th, 1999. I continue. The mission of the present avatar is to make everybody realize that the same God or divinity resides in everyone. People should respect, love, and help each other, irrespective of color or creed. Thus all work can become a way of worship. Finally, Premasai, the third avatar, will promote the evangel news that not only does God reside in everybody, but everybody is God. That will be the final wisdom which will enable every man and woman to go to God. That was 1976. The golden age will recur. The will of God cannot be stopped. The events God ordains must take place. The joyful golden age will reoccur. Many hesitate to believe that things will improve, that life will be happy for all and full of joy, and that the golden age will reoccur. Let me assure you that this Dharma Swarupa, this divine body, has not come in vain. It will succeed in averting the crisis that has become, it will succeed in averting the crisis that has come upon humanity. It will be here sooner than one expects. Fear not, my children. All will be well. Love and light will replace the darkness, and a new era will be upon you very soon. The time is approaching when all humanity will live in harmony. That time will be here sooner than one expects. Before it arrives, be prepared for whatever is needed to reveal to every living thing the true purpose of existence. It is not what anyone alive can imagine. It is beyond all comprehension. I can say that its beauty is magnificent, beyond all dreams. And as each of you perform your silent work, I embrace you to my heart, and henceforth your soul shall be lifted up, and your eyes will reveal my presence within. The day when the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God will shine bright and beautiful is dawning and drawing near. The whole world is today in the throes of anxiety and fear. But I assure you that very soon the dark clouds will be scattered, and you will witness a happy era all over the world. When the world is on the verge of chaos, The Avatar comes to still the storm raging in the hearts of men. Prashanti, the higher peace, the calming of perturbations, will be stabilized soon. The demonic deviations from the straight divine path will be corrected. Dharma, righteousness will be reviled. Dharma, righteousness will be revived and revitalized in every human community. The nature of the Golden Age. When the Golden Age dawns, there will be a harmony throughout the world, and love will flow everywhere. All thoughts of hatred will disappear. Today, you cannot visualize such a state because there's chaos everywhere, fighting and scheming and hatred and evil, and all the negative emotions are in the ascendant. But eventually, the change will come. If there is a change, it will be a universal change, not local. It will occur every place. The day when the whole humanity gets unified as one big family, observing strictly the principles of truth, righteousness, love, peace, nonviolence. This will mark the establishment of the Golden Age. And blessed indeed are those who will be able to experience that heaven on earth. It will be like a new age, the age of love, harmony, and cooperation, replacing the age of war and fighting, hatred, jealousy, greed, and all of those negative aspects of life. Love and peace will cleanse the horrors and excesses of the dark ages, which today pollute the very atmosphere. Life will change. It will improve, and you will experience a richness and the quality of life which has eluded you in the past. Today we find acts of violence everywhere. But whatever is happening, in a way, is for your own good. Everyone will develop sacred feelings. All will enjoy the divine bliss. The entire nation will enjoy peace and happiness soon. There will not be any difficulties or suffering. That was a discourse given March 16, 2003. I continue. Avatars do not succeed or fail. What they will must occur. What they plan must take place. I have come to inscribe a golden chapter in the history of humanity, wherein falsehood will fail, truth will triumph, and virtue will reign. Character will confer power then, not knowledge or inventive skill or wealth. Wisdom will be enthroned in the councils of all nations. So you see, good things are in store for us. And again, here's another part where it says, no disaster is imminent for the world. Over the vast globe, there may be some mishaps here and there from time to time. And back in 2007, when Baba was in Kodaikanal, I just missed him. We went up into the Himalayas, I think, at that time. Too bad we should have stayed with him. Anyway, he said one day, very casually, he remarked, the Satya Sai Yuga begins. The Satya Yuga, that would be the age of truth, begins in 2012. And he said it as casually as if he would say it rains during monsoon season. And so we know that we're at the very end of one age and the beginning of another. Yeah, if you have the interest, I suggest that you read this book online, Sai, Thy Kingdom Come. And I ordered the book from Amazon. It was like $3-4, not very expensive. And It's kind of for devotees of Sai Baba because it speaks of a lot of stuff that not everyone would know, but I think you've had enough exposure to him that you would all benefit from reading this. It certainly will inspire you. Okay, so where are we in terms of our mission? Well, first and foremost, because you came, because I came, because we came, we have been the instruments in the Lord's army. We have been the instruments, the emissaries of peace, because the only battle that we ever fight is with our ego mind. We have no other enemy. All of our enemies exist only in our mind. So the real hero is the one who has vanquished the mind, who has controlled the mind, who has dissolved it into the Atma, which is what we speak about almost every seminar. So know that you have incarnated at this time to save the earth. Yes, to establish the golden age and to save the earth from destroying itself. How do you do that? You love God and you love your fellow man and you don't contribute to the polarization, hatred, and againstness. That is the ego's agenda. Know that your lives are sacred. Sai Baba said, everyone will be liberated. Know that you are saved. Know that wherever you are, the one that is animating you is God. Recognize that God alone breathes you, thinks through you, operates through you, loves and serves through you, keeps you walking on the path of righteousness, causes you to remember divine things. That's the presence of the Beloved within you. That's the Holy Spirit. So every one of you is like a dimensional doorway to the restored new earth. You're a tributary, an inlet of grace. Wherever you are, in whatever situation you may find yourself. And we're escorting this golden age onto this planet so that it will be in full swing as soon as 2018. Wow. We can expect, I think, Prema Sai Baba by 2022 if Sai Baba is going to be here. Satya Sai in his Satya Sai form until after the year 2020. He's supposed to return in a grown body that's middle-aged, 58 or so, that will look young, that he has created. The masters, the avatars, create what's called a Maya Virupa, out of thought form. And so he has prepared a body to re-enter. And he will appear in a way that he will be seen all over the earth. Every eye will see him. So, be happy. Be filled with joy to know that your good fortune has brought you to this place where you can be a conscious co-worker with the Avatar, with God in human form. I'm going to speculate something here. I may be wrong, so don't take this as gospel truth by any means. But I read a lot of biblical prophecy, and it said that the tribulation is a period of 3.5 and 3.5 years. The first 3.5 are tribulation. The last 3.5 are the Great Tribulation. So, Is it possible that according to what Sai Baba said to Jack Hislop, that we will be in the golden age by 2018, and right now today, it's October 1st, 2014, that's like less than 3.5 years away, isn't it? Have we just entered into the period of the Great Tribulation? Now, if so, this has been prophesied both in the Bible and also by the ancient Nadi readings of India, that only the Lord will be able to stay the fury of nature in this latter period of the tribulation. And many of the ancient writings said that at one point the whole of the earth would be experiencing torrential rain and violent winds. And I was reading the Bible the other day, and Jeremiah and Isaiah and Daniel and different places, and I was amazed at how many times rain and wind was mentioned in terms of, you know, what's going to come. So, Sai Baba has said that there will be no Third World War, there will be no global holocaust, no earth-destroying calamity, for already his coming and our coming as his ministering angels and instruments have counseled that as a possibility. There will, however, and I was present when he gave this statement, there will be sufficient upheaval here and there throughout the world, sufficient to uproot the evil that has polluted the world today. And he said the winds will blow, and like chaff, all those who are not rooted in the love of God will become lost in a world of chaos. Those, however, who are rooted in devotion to the Lord, who have hearts filled with love, will be protected by the Lord, and not a hair on their heads will be touched. In the Bible, it's phrased like this in the 91st Psalm, which I hope all of you will read as your personal survival manual. It says, "Only from a distance will we witness the recompense of the wicked." That recompense could be likened to the outpicturing of karmic retribution and justice. And you know, we're doing that today as we watch the news, aren't we? Because if you are not directly involved in a situation, it's because you don't have karma in that particular area. Your karma is wherever and whatever you are involved with today and in your life circumstances, whether it's good or not so good. Your difficulties and troubles are due to bad karma. Your good fortune and blessings are due to good karma. As we've sown, so we must reap in exact measure. However, that being said, at any time, full repentance, which means to rethink what you're doing, change your mind, can shift and even cancel bad karma entirely through grace. That's what Jesus Christ did with our Atlantean karma when he went to the cross. He blotted it out and remitted it by his shed blood. So what are some of the supernatural occurrences that the people of light are experiencing right now? Well, many are moving into higher spiritual awareness. Some are becoming God-conscious. or fully enlightened. In other words, they've awakened from the dream. Some are moving in a higher field of light energy and awareness to where they're actually becoming invisible to the dark ones. And this is happening in daily life as well as upon the inner planes at night. That's because I believe the two realities or worldviews are separating. They're separating out from one another now. And some will find themselves, I believe, upon the old earth filled with warfare and chaos, because that's what they're all about and what they, you know, what they are focused into. Whereas others will find out upon that they're suddenly upon the new earth, living in the golden age, and they're with Prema Sai Baba. Yeah. So your heart is what is weighed here, just like in the Egyptian symbology of mat and the feather, the scales. You're probably familiar with that. So is your heart heavy with hatred and fear? Or is your heart light as a feather and filled with loving goodwill to all? That's what's going to determine your destination. So if your heart is heavy, and if you have grievance, you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into that heart and to clear it out and cleanse it with His Holy Spirit and to soften your heart. Only the Holy Spirit can bring that transformation. And sometimes when a person does that, it is instant. They're a new creation. So that's always an appropriate prayer, is to ask the Lord for His grace and His touch upon your life and your heart. Don't try to fix yourself. You can't. You can't fix yourself. But you can turn to the Lord and His Holy Spirit, who has that job assignment. So this sudden shifting into a higher state of the presence of God and walking in the golden age, what Sai Baba says is a state of consciousness, that may be part of what has been called the rapture. I'm not sure. But it definitely, in my opinion, is the calling forth of the people of light from amongst the more worldly-minded. And some of you have contacted me reporting that you have been told inwardly or shown in a vision that you would be lifted into the higher world soon. Have you received this message inwardly or in a vision? In my case, I think it was about 2 years ago, and again, just last month, Sai Baba told me that my time here was drawing to a close and that soon he would come for me. He said it was my time to join the ranks of the immortals, which I thought was really, really beautiful. I wrote it down in my journal so I wouldn't forget it. Not that you would. But I'm very careful now to not leave things for tomorrow, to make sure that every day when I go to sleep, I'm done. I don't have any round to it, nothing that I have to do, nothing I have to return to complete, or that I have postponed for another time and day. I live complete each day as if it were my last. And I advise you folks to consider doing that as well, if you have a mind to. No have-tos. So I think that this could have several interpretations, and whatever, whenever, however, in my opinion, may as well be done. For that's really no concern to me. I'm happy to be wherever he wishes, knowing He goes there with me. So will we, any of us, be beamed up by the Ashtar Command and our star families? I believe that is a possibility in certain instances, given an individual's particular karma and soul agreements. And these would be factors governing this. And some have been told and shown that they would be taken up and, let's say, where there was a danger involved. But it was a quick shift out of the time-space continuum such as we know it. Boom, boom. I've had that experience many, many times myself, and I'm sure you folks have too, where, you know, you're headed for an accident, and all of a sudden you're on the other side of the oncoming vehicle, or, oh, there's just many little shifts in and out. I told you the story of how Solario and I drove through an overturned semi-tractor trailer in the middle of the night, in the middle of the desert, and we were just transpositioned by the Ashtar Command totally into another molecular state. So these things do happen. They are happening. They are possible. Anything is possible. But I can officially confirm on behalf of Lord Ashtar and the Ashtar Command that our ground-based personnel will very definitely be taken off this planet in the event of biochemical, biophysical, or nuclear attack. And that message was given to me by Ashtar back in the 80s, and it hasn't changed. It reminds me of that every now and then to tell you. So during the 80s, the Ashtar Command, Kadar Manka, and Commander Quarton in particular, transmitted a long message onto my cassette tape when my cassette player was not even turned on. And it was, it must have been just before 1990, because that was when the invasion, Kuwait was invaded, and it looked like we were going to go into war. So another member of our ground crew, also located in Los Angeles, as I was and still am, also called me and received a similar message and had me come over and listen to it. And it was also Kadar Manka and Commander Quarton, and it was a message from the Ashtar Command. Same thing, you know, she wasn't playing her cassette player either, and both of us had that message beamed down. So know that the Ashtar Command can reach you at any time, any place, through your TV, your radio, your cassette, CD, DVD, video players, your phone, your computer, your iPad, or iPod. There's no limit to the ability for the command to get a message to you if it is necessary. Back in the 50s, it was usually the ham radio operators that received direct message transmissions. Today, generally, we contact you through telethought transmission. And that's where you suddenly receive a flow of information as it's downloaded. And this can occur with a sudden feeling, you know, like where your ears get plugged up. And sometimes you will hear a buzz, a brief buzz. Or it can occur like it does for me during these radio shows, when I simply give voice to the transmission beam that has been placed upon me. And that's called a tensor beam. And I'm so used to it that I don't even notice it much, except my body will start rocking back and forth, and sometimes my crown chakra will crawl with the energy. So, beloved ones, please stay alert and pay attention because everything is moving really, really fast now. And we need to be able to expect anything to happen at any time. Stay detached. Don't cling to anything. Everything worth having, God has kept for you eternally, and it's safe. So be good, be peaceful, be happy, and be holy. So let's go out chanting on IHU. Deep breath. Visualize yourself joining hands around this beautiful blue earth and send your blessings of light, love, peace, and a touch of the divine spirit upon the hearts and minds of every sentient being. May the light and love and will of God restore the divine plan on earth. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Adonai.